Welcome to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And on today's show, I got a lot of news information I want to cover, a lot of ground to get into. And let me just break down what I'm going to talk about on today's show. We've got some economic news that we're going to get into. There is now a 50-50 chance of a Federal Reserve rate cut. And we even have President Bush stating that he wants to freeze interest rates. And government price fixing is never a good thing. And this whole mess never would have happened, this whole thing with the subprime mortgage market meltdown, the falling dollar, if we had a sound monetary system based off of gold and silver as demanded by the Constitution, and a true free market. So we're going to talk about the economy a little bit on today's show. We're also going to get into this news story on how Bush was told in August that Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program, and that kind of ties in with the National Intelligence Estimate that came out Monday that stated that Iran had stopped its nuclear weapons program. And this is amazing because in October, Bush actually raised the specter of World War III if it acquired a nuclear weapon. And you got more stuff from the Council of Foreign Relations that I'm going to get into as well that ties into this. Also have this other news story. $1 billion of military equipment has been lost over in Iraq, equipment meant for the Iraqi security forces, and it's just gone, just unaccounted for. I mean, the amount of stuff that the military has lost, the Defense Department, I mean, $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon before 9/11. Now we got $1 billion in equipment loss. We had a bunch of weapons that were lost months earlier. We actually had the Federal Reserve. They actually sent over crates of Federal Reserve notes over to Iraq. And guess what? They're not held to account for any of this. They couldn't find any of the Federal Reserve notes. They're gone. So we're going to cover this story in great detail as well. And we're also going to talk about Senate Bill 2191. That's a carbon credit enslavement bill that they are trying to push through the Senate. That passed committee that's going to go up for a vote on the Senate floor. And coincidentally, you have the Global Warming Climate Change Summit going on in Bali, Indonesia. What a coincidence. So we're going to cover all that. Let's see what else we have here. A few other stories that I'd like to cover as well. Yes, this one. Bush is going to sign the Peru Free Trade Agreement. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it. Full bipartisan support. And these free trade agreements, you look at NAFTA, CAFTA. You look at all of these different free trade agreements. They're nothing more than fascist trade agreements. And this one will prove to be no exception. These free trade agreements, well, they masquerade them as free trade agreements, help to move American jobs overseas and allow companies within the military-industrial complex to move their operations elsewhere. We're also going to talk about the media fear surrounding the Rampage killing that took place a few days ago. Actually, was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. The Rampage killing. Anyway, we got a break. We're going to cover all this and more on their side.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, back here on Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now let's get into some of this news. We're going to talk about the economy first. Let's get into this real quick. I have this article here from Bloomberg, and they're essentially stating that there is a 50-50 chance that the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates. Okay? Now, this represents nothing more than a bailout for the big financial institutions. Because what's going to happen is that they cut interest rates. They put more credit into the system. And this is going to cause more inflation because there are more Federal Reserve notes chasing the same goods and services. And as a result, the middle class, the poor, we're going to be left holding the bag. So hopefully they will decide not to do this. But considering that they're placing bets that there's going to be a 50-50 chance of a Federal Reserve rate cut, that certainly is not encouraging. The dollar index is impounded. The value of Federal Reserve notes are just going in the toilet. And another interest rate cut would just be horrendous for the value of the U.S. dollar. So we have that going on. And combined with this talk of another Federal Reserve interest rate cut, we have George Bush. He wants to establish a price freeze on interest rates for 5 years. Probably because the establishment knows that this whole thing is starting to get out of control, and they're trying to manage a slow decline of this eventual economic collapse. And I'm not sure they can even do this. With the amount of inflation and this housing crisis and everything else that's going on. And that's an Associated Press article. All these news stories are up my website, roguemmer.com, if you'd like to take a look at them. So we have Bush announcing a plan to fix interest rates for the next 5 years, and price fixing doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work. I mean, the real problem here is that we have a system that is not a true free market economic system. We have a central bank that prints money out of thin air, and you have a system that is a fascist economic market. Because you have the government giving the big multinational corporations all these different favors and these breaks, and they establish regulations so the small businesses can't compete. It's horrible. I mean, the real problem is the system. And these people, they always continue to work in the system instead of questioning the system. And that's part of the problem that we're facing. And there's of course, this other news story out there that pertains to the economy. Housing prices seen falling 30%. And I'll read from it. This is from Reuters. Housing markets from Punta Gorda, Florida, to Stockton, California, will crash and suffer price drops of more than 30% before the housing crisis is over. A report from Moody's Economy.com said on Thursday. And they're saying that the national housing market recession, excuse me, it's like technical difficulty there, will continue through early 2009. And you know, all these things are coming together, and it's not good for anybody in the middle class or anybody who's on the lower rung of the ladder. They're devaluing our Federal Reserve notes. They purposely engineered a housing crisis through all the easy money that Greenspan provided in the earlier part of the decade after 9/11. And we're suffering the consequences from it. And it's going to allow these people to consolidate wealth in the hands of a few and bankrupt the rest of us. And that's really the agenda that's at play. And you can see it with these three articles. I firmly believe that Bush is price fixing or wants a price fix, these interest rates. So all these financial institutions don't collapse all at once. These people have a track record of doing some horrendous things. And I don't think this is any exception. Because if the banks are forced to foreclose on everybody, then the whole thing is just going to completely unravel, and then they, in the end, would be hurt. So they're not doing us a favor by fixing the prices. We need a true free market, but who knows if we'll ever get one. Again, a central bank and graduate income tax is part of the Communist Manifesto. All right, let's move on to a few other articles, and then I'll get to the calls. I think there's a few calls holding. Let's talk about this one. This is the news dealing with Iran and George W. Bush. Bush told in August Iran halted nuclear weapons program, from Reuters. President George W. Bush was told in August that Iran may have suspended its nuclear weapons program, the White House said on Wednesday, a day after Bush said he was not given a full report on the issue. A new intelligence estimate released on Monday said Iran had stopped its nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003, raising questions about whether the president was aware of that when he increased his rhetoric against Tehran. Bush for months has called Iran a threat, and in October raised the specter of World War III if it acquired a nuclear weapon. Now, of course, Bush and these neoconservatives, these people don't care about this national and intelligence estimate. Okay, these people, I mean, it's clear from this report and others that they didn't care what information was provided to them, just like Iraq. They want a war with Iran, and there's many reasons for it, too many to cover in this segment, but they want war with Iran for many reasons. Imperialism, the fact that Iran is trading oil and other currencies besides the U.S. dollar, resources, I mean, you name it. Control. It's power. It's all about power. And it almost looks like that because of these new revelations, they may have to back off. I came across this article that was posted, an op-ed posted on the Council on Foreign Relations website. And the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, is of course this institution that pushes this globalist agenda that pushes to undermine U.S. national sovereignty. They care not about the Constitution. They care not about our sovereignty. They are pushing forward this globalist agenda. And this article, this op-ed written by Robert D. Blackwell, and apparently it was posted in the Wall Street Journal, and he says in this article, I'll read from it, according to a U.S. national intelligence estimate released this week, it will be difficult to convince Tehran to forego developing nuclear weapons, and Iran could produce sufficient highly enriched uranium for a weapon as early as 2010. This latest NIE gives us a few more years to use diplomatic efforts than we previously thought. So what we could see here, based upon this article published on the Council of Foreign Relations website, they may be holding off this plan for war with Iran until 2010, until Hillary Clinton is passed the baton, and they can have her manage the war effort in Iran. Because I think they may be at a point where they're thinking that they may have overplayed their hand. So, but we'll have to see where this takes us. But either way, you know, it goes on in this article, and this is the last part that's posted on the Council of Foreign Relations website. It says here, if diplomacy fails and the U.S. attacks Iran's nuclear facilities, the result would likely be a long war, as Tehran isn't likely to surrender. Such use of force would also further destabilize the Middle East, inflame the Islamic world, strengthen terrorist forces everywhere, and would probably produce attacks on the American homeland. Given the projected meteoric rise in oil prices, such military action could trigger a global recession. And I'd argue that it would cause a global depression. So we'll have to see what happens here. But I think this article from Robert D. Blackwell, posted on the CFR's website, gives us some insight into what these people are thinking and what we might see happen in the future. And hopefully they will hold off their plans for war with Iran, because I definitely do not want to see that. Anyway, let's get to the callers. Let's see, Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on there.
Yeah, it's Ken down in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I saw Alex Jones' video, Endgame, last night.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes, I bought a copy of it. It's a very well-produced film.
Yes. And go into bookstores and see if you can find them and put them on the end cap. Put them where people can find it. It's got a lot of stuff in there.
Well, I like the stuff about the eugenics.
Yeah.
And things like that. I thought that was pretty well done.
But it's mixed.
And it got into the whole North American Union thing and whatnot.
Merging the United States, Mexico, and Canada is in there, too. You know, he talks about it.
Yes. No, it's a fantastic film, and I encourage everybody to take a look at it.
And you've seen
a lot of good information.
You seen New American Magazine with the articles about the emerging United States, Mexico, and Canada, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware of the North American Union. The Alberta government actually admitted that there's a NAFTA superhighway. They have a graphic of it up on their website.
What SPP they call it?
Well, this is a government website. It's the province of Alberta. On their website, they actually posted under their transportation division or whatever. It's up on my website, roadgovernment.com.
Okay.
And it actually shows an image of the United States and Canada, and then it labels I-35 as the NAFTA superhighway.
Yeah, I'm about a few blocks from there. From that F-35, they got a road that works real fine. They don't need another one.
No, they certainly don't. But I think what the plan is that they're going to take I-35 and the existing highway infrastructure, and they're going to expand it and turn that into the NAFTA superhighway.
So they can run troops up and down that road, right?
Well, that could be one thing they're going to try to do.
Sure, they're going to. I mean, they'd have a quick way of getting troops from one end of the country to the other end of the country.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's what the highway system was supposed to do.
Hey, let me tell you what happened.
Ken, are you still with me? I guess we lost Ken. Anyway, we have to break. We're back on our side. More news information. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back here on Live Through Die Radio. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to cover some of these pieces of legislation that have been floated out there in the Senate and in the U.S. House of Representatives. We have, of course, the hate crimes bill. We have the carbon credit enslavement bill, Senate Bill 2191. And we have this other piece of legislation that I just found out about today. They're hitting at us from all different angles. And this is the Securing Adolescents from Exploitation Online Act, the SAFE Act. And let me get into each one of these. The first one, the hate crimes bill, some good news. And the Associated Press did a report on this. And apparently Congress is going to drop this hate crimes bill. This is very good news. And this hate crimes bill would have just been a huge assault on free speech in this country. And thankfully, they're not going to push this as an amendment to the Defense Authorization Act, which was H.R. 1585. They're not going to attach it to this, thank goodness. So that story is up on roguegovernment.com. So very good news there. At least we had one victory. But unfortunately, they are attacking at us with this Senate Bill 2191, which is this carbon credit enslavement system bill. And what this bill does is that it gives the Environmental Protection Agency draconian powers to classify different facilities and businesses and even homes to be under the umbrella of this carbon credit system, where you'd actually have to report your carbon footprint to the EPA. It's an extremely draconian bill. It would essentially make carbon credits a new type of currency. And it also establishes this board that would actually manipulate the price of carbon credits. It also establishes a corporation that would auction off carbon credits and use the money gained from these auctions to invest in so-called alternative energies. But we know where all that money is going to go. It's going to go into the military-industrial complex, and it's a big scam. It's anti-progress. I mean, there's even an exemption for human beings or farm animals in this bill. And humans and farm animals emit carbon. So it's really a complete and total enslavement bill. That's really the best way to describe it. And that bill is going to be voted on in the Senate very shortly. I actually have an article here in which it, let me just read from it, from VOA News, and let me just read from it. A U.S. Senate committee has passed landmark legislation aimed at combating global warming by limiting carbon dioxide emissions. The vote was timed to coincide with a U.N. conference on climate change taking place in Bali, Indonesia. And apparently the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee voted 11-8 to send the measure to the full Senate for action. They're looking to push this thing through next year. So we've got to keep our eye on this one. This is an extremely draconian bill. I have full analysis of this up on roguegovernment.com, and you can take a look at it there. But a very, very evil bill. And it's funny that all of this action surrounding the carbon credit bill happens at the same time they're having this conference on climate change in Bali, Indonesia. And I have an article here that states, this is from Bloomberg, that the pollution created from all these people attending this summit on climate change caused as much pollution as 20,000 cars would in a year. But the whole thing with global warming is a big fraud anyway. Global warming is really being caused by the solar system getting warmer. It has very little to do with man-made carbon emissions. That's why this whole thing is just completely insane. So you have the you and me causing pollution that they claim actually causes global warming. Well, why have the summit in the first place? If greenhouse gases are so detrimental to the environment and create global warming. Well, let's look at the benefits of global warming. You'd be able to grow food in places where you wouldn't be able to grow food previously. And that's the way I see it. I mean, if it's warmer in different areas of the world, you can grow agriculture. You can grow food. It's actually a good thing. But instead of looking at the good parts about global warming, they paint it as something horrible. Like, oh, the oceans are going to rise 10 feet, and the ozone layer is going to be depleted, and we run around in spacesuits at the beach because of the sun rays that are going to burn our skin. I mean, it's just complete and total hysteria. But this is the type of hypocrisy that we've come to expect from the New World Order. You know, it's all about control. It has nothing to do with saving the planet or anything like that. It's about control. And this whole thing with global warming, it's a giant, giant fraud. But anyway, we got a break. I'll cover that SAFE Act on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back here on Live Through Die Radio. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's get into this SAFE Act. And, I mean, this is just another draconian piece of legislation that does not do what it claims it does. Okay, you have this piece of legislation here in which they claim they are protecting children. But they're doing nothing of the sort. You look at this bill, and in fact, I think the best way to describe this bill is just to read from the bill itself. Okay, in this bill, the SAFE Act. Okay, now keep in mind, this bill was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives 409-2. The two dissenting votes, one came from Congressman Ron Paul, and the other came from Congressman Paul Braun from Georgia. Okay, I mean, 409-2, it just defies logic. But let me read directly from the bill, and I'll explain why this bill is so dangerous. It says here, anyone providing an electronic communication service or remote computing service to the public who learns about the transmission or storage of information about certain illegal activities or an illegal image must A, register that name, mailing address, phone number, and fax number with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line, and B, make a report to the Cyber Tip Line that C, must include any information about the person or internet address behind the suspect activity and D, the illegal images themselves. Now, this is very dangerous because this means that even bookstores or coffee shops or any place with a Wi-Fi connection, these people would be forced to snoop on their customers and forced to report them to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I'm sorry, but all these nanny state laws are not going to help keep children safe. It's a false solution designed to further the enslavement grid around us. The bottom line is this: parents should be involved in protecting their children from illegal images or material they believe is harmful to the well-being of their kids, not the government. The government can't do what it does now properly. So why are we going to give it more power? Why did 409 of our so-called elected representatives decide to vote in favor of this piece of legislation? I mean, I don't even think these people read the legislation they vote on, with the exception of Ron Paul. And maybe this Representative Paul Braun from Georgia, maybe he actually read it and determined that, gee, well, this opens up a whole can of worms. The language is so vague and broad. And that's really what the bill is all about. So anybody with a Wi-Fi connection or remote service, an internet connection that offers it to people, would be forced to snoop on people and report them if it is believed that they have illegal images or are conducting illegal activities. And of course, the government could define these illegal images to be whatever they want. Maybe you have a picture that makes fun of Bush, and there's a Nazi mustache on a picture of George W. Bush. I mean, will that be considered to be an illegal image? But they put this whole thing under the guise that it's protecting children. But it's a completely phony solution to do just that. Again, when you look at the title of the bill and what it's called, many times that actually misrepresents what the bill actually does. And this is a perfect example of this. And I'm going to be doing a write-up on this. You can check it out up on roguegovernment.com. I'll probably have it up tomorrow. Full analysis of this draconian piece of legislation. Let me give out the call-in number in case anybody wants to comment on any of these pieces of legislation or any of our news. That number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443 if anybody would like to call in and comment on any of this news and these bills and all this information that we're presenting to you today. In the meantime, let's go on and cover some of our news. I want to talk about the story about how they lost $1 billion of equipment in Iraq. This is from CBS News. This is just unbelievable to me. Of course, we have the $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon right before 9/11. We still don't have a good explanation for what that was all about. There was another story how they lost over 100,000 firearms over in Iraq, completely unaccounted for. They don't know where they went. We also had another story about how the Federal Reserve shipped over crates of paper Federal Reserve notes into Iraq. And guess what? Those are no longer accounted for. We don't know what happened to them. Apparently the paper isn't that valuable. And to add insult to injury, we now have this article from CBS News. Now I'll read from it. Tractor trailers, tank recovery vehicles, crates of machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenades are just a sampling of more than $1 billion in unaccounted-for military equipment and services provided to the Iraqi security forces, according to a new report issued today by the Pentagon Inspector General and obtained exclusively by the CBS News Investigative Unit. Auditors for the Inspector General reviewed equipment contracts totaling $643 million, but could only find an audit trail of $83 million. And it gets better. The report details a massive failure in government procurement, revealing little accountability for the billions of dollars spent purchasing military hardware for the Iraqi security forces. For example, according to the report, the military could not account for 12,712 out of the 13,508 weapons. Excuse me, 13,508 weapons, including pistols, assault rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and machine guns. Yeah, that's 13,508 weapons. I guess I misspoke there. So they cannot account for virtually all of these weapons. 12,712 out of 13,508 weapons, they don't know what happened to. How did these things just suddenly become unaccounted for? You know, my experience in the military was that accountability was second to none. So this leads me to believe that these different incidents where they just lose all these weapons, that's being done intentionally. You can't just lose 12,712 weapons out of pure incompetence. I just don't believe that. And you see that the different things that have happened throughout the past 8 or 9 years regarding the massive failure of the military to account for all these different items. And there's definitely a big stinking rat involved with all this. Unbelievable. And the more money we keep throwing into that sandpit over in Iraq, the more money that's going to be wasted, and the sooner our country is going to go bankrupt. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, just think of the human costs. Forget about the financial costs, the human costs. The VA system in this country is in shambles. We can't deal with the people who are being sent over there, who get hurt. We bring them back here, and the government just like, oh, you're just an inconvenience. Look at the Walter Reed scandal as an example. Plus the VA system as a whole. It's just a big bureaucracy, and big bureaucracies never function efficiently. They never do. It's such a shame what's happening with our armed forces and then the people who are serving, or at least think they're serving our country in an honorable fashion. And they come back here and they just get treated like absolute dog crap. And it pisses me off. It really upsets me. There's absolutely no reason for it. And that's why we should just get out of Iraq, get out of Afghanistan, and bring our military back home. We don't need to continue this quest for world empire. But of course, these very greedy people who are in control of the military-industrial complex, all they see is profit and power. And that's why we are over in the Middle East and involved in these wars. It has nothing to do with stopping Islamic fascism. It's just about control and power, resources, money. Let's go on to another story. Bush to sign Peru free trade agreement. And the Senate, they just passed this free trade agreement with Peru. Strong bipartisan support for this bill. And Bush released a statement on whitehouse.gov announcing that he fully intends to sign it and how this is going to be such a wonderful thing. Well, as we've seen with NAFTA, and we have CAFTA, and we have all these different free trade agreements, they have proven that they are nothing more than fascist trade agreements designed to favor the big multinational corporations. They're not really free trade agreements. I mean, we don't even have free trade in this country because of the influence of the military-industrial complex and the dishonest monetary system that fuels it. But again, in this world that we live in, everything is backwards. You know, free trade agreements are fascist trade agreements. They say we have a free market economy, but it's actually a fascist market economy. It cracks me up every time I see Larry Kudlow on CNBC say that we have this great free market and free market prosperity, capitalism, when we have none of it. We have a private central bank that fixes the price of money. The monetary system is totally dishonest. And we have the government working in conjunction with these big corporations against the people. And to approve all these regulations that smaller businesses and medium-sized businesses cannot abide by. Take, for example, this push to have animals microchipped. This is going to put small farms out of business because they can't afford putting a microchip in every single animal that they have, but the big agriculture companies, they can. And that's really what's going on. It's about monopolies. It's about consolidating power and wealth. And that's really what they're doing. And this Peru Free Trade Agreement, it's going to be no exception to that. Let's get into some more news. I have a story from the United Kingdom. And this is from the BBC. And this deals with how they want to expand the terror detention limit. In other words, right now over in the United Kingdom, they have a system where they can detain individuals accused of terrorism, terrorism suspects. They can hold them for up to 28 days. And now they want to expand that to 42 days. And it says here from the BBC article, Home Secretary Jacques Smith has announced plans to extend the period that terrorism suspects can be held without charge for up to 42 days. In an attempt to win over critics, it is planned to give MPs a role in any decision to let police hold suspects for more than the current 28-day limit. Ms. Smith said 42 days would be needed only in exceptional circumstances. Now, what, are we supposed to believe that? Only in exceptional circumstances. I mean, you give the government an inch, they take a foot, and they take a mile. You know, they just keep going with it. And this is just more evidence that the United Kingdom is turning into a Big Brother surveillance society in which there is absolutely no privacy, no freedom, nothing. What happened to the right to a speedy trial? Oh, no, we can just detain you without charging you for up to 42 days now. And guess what? You have absolutely no recourse to that. And what scares me about this is that a lot of the stuff that they have over in the United Kingdom, they're bringing over here. Take, for example, H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, the Homegrown Terrorism and Violent Radicalization Prevention Acts. You know, the two different versions of them. They say specifically in both of those bills that they want to use the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, these draconian Big Brother police states, as models to look at how they can deal with so-called homegrown terrorists here in the United States. And in the bill, it defines homegrown terrorists to be pretty much anything that the government wants to define it as. So that's why when I see stuff like this over the United Kingdom, I wonder, well, when are they going to start implementing things like that over here? And considering the push towards this high-tech police state, we could be seeing something like this very soon. Let me see here. I want to cover the Rampage Killer real quick and the media reaction to what took place in Omaha, Nebraska recently. And what we have here, we had ABC News warning of terror fear at malls. We had CNN talking about mall security. And they proposed that there's this whole militarized police state taking people's guns as a solution because some young man on psychotropic drugs went on a rampage and killed people. That's a complete false solution to the problem. You want to resolve problems like this, first you get rid of these psychotropic drugs that are poisoning our children and causing them to go nuts. And you allow the people to defend themselves in accordance with the Second Amendment. Had 75% of the people at that mall been armed with a pistol, I guarantee you that event, that this rampage killing that took place in Omaha, Nebraska, never would have happened. But again, what we see here is the media trying to provide a false solution to these problems. And I'm sick of it. We're about to break. Stay tuned.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, we're back here in this last segment on With Your Dad Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, I'll cover a few more news stories before we conclude the broadcast. I just wanted to cover a couple of these different news stories dealing with technology. And particularly this one here, because I think this kind of shows us where we are heading in terms of how technology is going to be used in the future. And here's one in particular, Surfing the Web with Thoughts. This is from CNN. And let me read from it. Kiss your keyboard goodbye. Soon we'll jack our brains directly into the net. And that's just the beginning. If you think that's mind-blowing, try to wrap your head around the sensational research that's been done on the brain of one Matthew Nagel by scientists at Brown University and three other institutions in collaboration with Foxborough Mass-based company CyberKinetics Neurotechnology Systems. The research was published for the first time last week in the British science journal Nature. Nagel, a 26-year-old quadriplegic, was hooked up to a computer via an implant smaller than an aspirin that sits on top of his brain and reads electrical patterns. Using that technology, he learned how to move a cursor around a screen, play simple games, control a robotic arm, and even couch potatoes prepared to grasp in awe, turn his brain into a TV remote control, all while chatting amiably with the researchers. He even learned how to perform these tasks in less time than the average PC owner spends installing Windows. Now, what's interesting about this technology, and it's great that there's technology available to better the lives of people who are in a situation like this young man. However, this type of technology also shows us where we are at in terms of a system that could be put into place to enslave us using this technology. DARPA has already gone on the record stating that they are trying to devise a hive mind system where literally this would be something right out of the movie The Matrix, where we literally hook ourselves into this computer system and interface with it directly. I'm talking about wires going into people's heads, neurological implants, and all of this crazy stuff. And there's been articles over in the United Kingdom that have been written about how these different scientists believe that in 15 years, it will be possible to directly hook a human brain to the internet. I mean, this is where it's going. And it's frightening, especially when we consider that all these people who are in charge of these different corporations and these different government institutions and what have you have some very evil intentions. And I hate to think what they could use or what they could do with this technology. It's quite a frightening thought. I also have this other article. DARPA seeks network ranges for cyber war, and this is from the UK Register. DARPA, the Pentagon battle boffins who would rather bet on a long shot than eat their dinners, are looking for the computer net equivalent of a firing range or exercise training area. The proposed cyber network ranges will be used to test revolutionary new cyber tactics and combat wares in the same way that meat space firing ranges and test facilities are used to try out missiles and bombs. And considering the escalation of cyber warfare with China, how they've been trying to hack in and break into DoD networks, I mean, this type of thing is going to be the future of warfare. Very fascinating stuff. Anyway, I'm out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Take care. With